7. They beat Ishpeming last week in come-from-behind fashion, so they're not out of this game. But the Braves' defense has really made it hard on them. 28-7. And now when you're down this far with 14 minutes to play in the game, you've got to take chances. Under center is Jacobson. He's got a man in motion to the left. Runs it up the middle, and there's a big hole across the 30-yard line for Kyla Carr. He's got a first down. Gibbs and Salas got him, but he's across the 40-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Nagani. That was a gain of 14 yards to the 47. Now the Braves, again, no chunk plays. Keep them in front of you, that kind of thing. But there's still a ton of time, more than a quarter. 28-7 Braves. Motion man near side. As Jacobson calls out the signals from under the center. Gives it left side and nothing there. Couple yards to Kyla Carr. But there was Solace and our cousin Vinny. He got to the 50. Gain of 3 for Kyla Carr. Second down and 7 from midfield as we go down to the final 70 seconds of the third quarter here at the Marble Athletic Field. Left to right across your radio, ball right on the 50 for the Miners. Motion man to the left side now as Jacobson waits for the snap. He's going to keep it on the option play. 45-yard line, drag down, ball out. No, he's down. He got close to the first down. And the tackle made by Austin Salas. Gain of 6. It'll be third down and 1. At the Gladstone 45, 28 seconds and running third quarter. 28-7 Braves with the lead here over the Nagani Miners. Guys had this one circled on their calendar months ago. Heck, since last November. Third down and short for the Miners at the Braves 45. Jacobson gives it up the middle. Nothing there. Braves all over it. Johnson nowhere to go. Nice tackle by Big Josh Racine as the third quarter comes to a close. The Braves 28, the Miners 7. We're back in 60 seconds.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Cheryl Raines, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 906-786-6865 or stop by our office in the Lincoln Fair Plaza at 843 North Lincoln Road in Escanaba. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
At Elmer's County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball. We back all our local teams by holding fundraisers, making donations, and supporting this broadcast. Please keep in mind, the money you spend local stays local. Thanks for choosing Elmer's County Market and allowing us to continue to support our community.
Your super duper value store.
Find us on elmersfresh.com, Instagram, and Facebook.
Coming up for Nagani, they need a yard at the Braves 45. Jacobson will go under center. QB sneak up the middle. He'll get the first down. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Marquette destroyed Alpena 49-0 tonight. Kingsford did the same to Houghton 34-0. Escanaba trailing Cadillac 34-14 in the third. Two pick six touchdowns for the Vikings against the Eskimos in that game. Nagani converts on fourth down here. And so Nagani has it first and 10 at the Braves 44. And we are down to 11:39 to play in the fourth quarter. Braves up 28-7. The run near side by Lacar. Lacar stiff arms. That's Johnson, I think. No, it is Lacar. Into the Braves bench. Vidado with the tackle, but he's got a good 5 yards on the play. Down to the Braves 38. That's a gain of six, actually. 5 yards for Lacar. Tell you what, whoever plays Nagani next week, I feel sorry for them. Because it's going to be rough. I said that with Marquette last week. As we see another Brave player cramping up down there. They're working on Trevor Thorbon this time. From the Braves, 38, second down and about five. Right to left across your radio, the Miners. Motion man near side. Jacobson calls out the signals. Hands it to Kyle Lacar. Lacar bursts his way up to about the 30-yard line. He'll get a first down for the Miners. Or real close to it. I think he's got it. Yeah, he does. 10:38 to play. Braves 28, Miners 7. But Marquette just destroyed Alpena tonight. And Alpena's not very good, but still. Nagani with the football at the 30. Jacobson under center, motion man near side once again, and he'll give it to Johnson off right tackle. Johnson up the middle, stumbles into Vinny Howes. Down he goes inside the 25 to about the 24. Second down and about 4 yards to go. I'll make it second and three. A 7 yard run that time for Johnson. Down to 9:49 to play. Miners have been in Braves territory quite a few times in this game, but only on their first series were they able to score. Now they have second down and three at the Braves' 23-yard line. Jacobson ready to go. Up the middle. Nope, Jacobson keeps. Right side, he got free and got a first down. Austin Salas tracked him down at about the 18. First down for the Miners. 5 yard gain that time.
First and 10. Nagani, the white show takes
5 yards on that play for Jacobson. Down to 9:15 left. First down at the 15. Jacobson under center. Jacobson turns. Gives it to Kyle Lacar. Up the middle of the field. Lacar pushed down at about the 10. That was Eli Berthium on the tackle. Oh, now we've got mouth going on at the end there. We're going to get some flags. We've got pushing and taunting. And I think the Miners just lost their cool.
Against the Braves.
No, it's against the Braves. Well, what are you doing that for when you're ahead by 21 points? Come on, guys. So they'll move the football inside the 10. It'll be first and goal for Nagani at the 5 yard line.
As we saw the penalty, first and goal, the ball on the 8 yard line. For the Miners.
Football put down just outside the five. First down, goal to goal, Nagani Miners, down 28-7. Jacobson ducks under center at the five of the Braves. Turns, gives it Johnson right side. Tries to push his way forward, but he is swarmed under. Down he goes. Back at about the seven. There's Ethan Larson and Caden Gibbs on the tackle. Nowhere to go for Johnson there.
Kelly helping out on the tackle. Second and goal. From the seven.
Second and goal at the 7. Down to 8:27 and running here in the fourth quarter. Miners with a football inside the red zone. At the 7, second down and goal. Motion man left side for Jacobson. Gives it to LaCar. Cuts his way up the right side, then up the middle. Gets down to about the 2-yard line. We'll see where they put the ball down as we get under the 8-minute mark. Ty LaCar.
Third and goal.
Third and goal. The ball is at about the 1-yard line. Another tackle for Ethan Larson. 28-7 Braves. Just inside the 2-yard line for the Miners. Third down and goal. Jacobson. Motion man left side once again. Jacobson, will he do the QB sneak? Nope. Gives it off to LaCar. He plunges forward for the touchdown. Touchdown, Nagani Miners, as Kai LaCar went airborne. And the Miners are on the board and still in this game with 7:28 to go. It's 28-13. Those missed two-point conversions are pretty big right now. It's just a two-possession game. LaCar will try the extra point with 7:28 to go. Here it is. Place down. Kick is up. High enough, long enough, and straight enough. It is good. The score, 28-14. The Braves with the lead, and we're back in 30 seconds.
It's never a bad time to enjoy a donut from the Donut Connection. Serving 40 different homemade varieties of donuts and over 20 muffin options, they're sure to have something you'll love. Plus, they have donut cakes and donut holes. Gift certificates are available at any time in any amount. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. for takeout and drive-through only. Connect with freshness at Donut Connection, 2315 First Avenue North in the Mini Mall, Escanaba.
We'll see if the Miners try an onside kick here. They may as well. I would not kick it deep, although we don't have our normal guys back deep. We have Ketchum back there along with Parker Forrest. 28-14, Miners within 14. If they get an onside kick here, this is... We'll see what Yesny does here with 7:28 to go. Weston Yesny ready to go, puts a foot to it. And he'll pooch it in between. It's bouncing around, and the Braves do fall on it. As Nate Young ends up getting it. So the Braves will start. That's not a bad kick on their part. Try to get it over that. They didn't try the onside. Get it over that front group of guys, but in front of the guys that were deep, that weren't very deep. Bounce it around a little bit. You never know. Braves on their own 33. On the out-of-town scoreboard, Northern Michigan Wildcats getting pounded in Duluth. 34-10 at the half. Now the Braves up 28-14 here. Nate Young in the shotgun, first and 10 on his own 34. He gives it up the middle, and nothing really there. Terry's trying, but he'll have nowhere to go. Austin Salas. Oh, then a late hit at the end. Braves want a penalty. They won't get it. And now we've got an injured Nagani player down with 7:12 to play. Salas got nothing on that play. Second and 10 coming up. Again, you're only up by 14. Trying to take the air out of the ball may not be the best idea. You still got to play what got you here. Another injured player for the Nagani Miners. Other scores, Iron Mountain 39, Bark River Harris nothing in the fourth. Couple of final scores, Kingsford shutout Houghton 34-0. That's a final. We'll be in Kingsford next week. Escanaba down to Cadillac, I mentioned, 34-14 in the third. player for the Nagani Miners who was down on the play, young Morgan Robar. Again, 28-14 is 7 minutes to go. Braves have the ball, but if they go three and out here, the Miners are still in this game. Gladstone with one timeout left. Nagani with two is, oh, they're doing the concussion protocol on Morgan Robar here. He's a young guy, sophomore. Well, that's not the concussion protocol. They're flexing his shoulder. Well, he appears to be okay. Game over at Mountaineer Stadium. The Broncos are happy it's over. 39-0. Iron Mountain wins. Boy, there's a lot of blowouts tonight, aren't there? Man. Marquette won by 49-0. Kingsford won 34-0. Here it's 28-14, a little over 7 minutes to go. The Braves will have first, second down and 10 on their own 33. Actually, you know what? They gave Terry a yard on that play. They put it down at the 34. So second down and 9 for the Braves. They haven't started the clock yet. It was an injury timeout. Oh, now the scoreboard died. And the Nagani Miners are going to use their last timeout. Why would you use a timeout when you've just had a five-minute delay with an injured player? Jacobson's got to be unhappy with that. They don't have any. They have one left. 7-12 to play, 28-14 Braves. We're back in 30 seconds.
I'm Debbie Crandall, and I invite you to talk with a mortgage lender at First Bank to discuss the many ways you can use the equity in your home. Maybe it's for debt consolidation, a fun recreational vehicle, or taking time to relax with a vacation. Our experienced lenders will be happy to help you find the financing that best suits your needs. First Bank, Iron Mountain and Kingsford.
Voted Best Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, terms and conditions apply.
First Bank, where it's all about people.
All right, the Braves, after quite a delay here, have second down and 9. They're at their own 34, leading by 14, 7-12 to play in the game. Young rolls left. Rush comes. He gets to the outside, fakes the throw, throws it upfield. He's got his man along the left sideline, down the sidelines, 35, 30, 20, to the house. Touchdown, touchdown, Braves. Eli Berthium. And the Braves put it away, baby, 34-14 here at the Marble Athletic Field with 7 minutes to go. 66 big ones to Eli Berthium from Nate Young. You know, his running ability is so good, they had to have guys up to try to, because he appeared he was going to keep it on the quarterback keeper. He got to the first down, or to the line of scrimmage on the far side of the field, in front of the Nagani bench, and just whipped it downfield right into the arms of Eli Berthium, and he could have hit three different guys down there. There was that many available receivers for Nate. 34-14. Extra point kick here for Thorbon. All right, Trev, let's see if you can do one. Thorbon out of the hold of Vinito. Place down, kick is up, high enough, long enough, it's straight enough, it's good. That's got to be our first extra point since 1972. Well, maybe not, but it's 35-14 Braves in the home stretch. We're back in 30.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Cheryl Raines, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 906-786-